Scientists value a stable base for their work, but researchers at the CSIRO don't know whether they're coming or going. An ice laboratory in Melbourne run by the CSIRO is the only place where gases from ice cores can be analysed in Australia. Researchers feared the lab was about to close when the CSIRO told their union that jobs at the lab would be affected by funding cuts. But today, the CSIRO says no decision about the lab has actually been made. Felicity Ogilvie reports from Hobart.
It's unclear if the CSIRO's ice lab at Aspendale in Melbourne is about to be closed or if a last-minute deal with the Australian Antarctic Division can save it. The CSIRO has written to the union saying the lab will be impacted by job cuts. But today, the CSIRO says it's in discussions with the Australian Antarctic Division about how to keep the ice lab running. The Antarctic Division won't comment until the discussions are complete. The CSIRO scientist who runs the ice lab, David Etheridge, is waiting for more information.
Nothing is certain, but this is the first stage, I believe, with this letter announcing those particular areas, and I believe over the next 1 to 2 weeks we'll have a little bit more clarity.
Can you tell me what exactly the ice lab does in terms of ice core research that underpins Australia's Antarctic program with the Antarctic Division and other scientists here in Australia?
Yes, we provide the capability into the Australian Antarctic program ice core work that looks at the changes in atmospheric composition. So we actually take samples of ice out of the Antarctic, from the Antarctic program, from the Antarctic Division, and process those here in our laboratory near Melbourne. We call it Ice Lab, and those measurements of the air which is enclosed in the ice are made available for a number of things. They can be used in models of a climate to simulate the climate over the past and into the future.
If the lab closes, climate scientists who use it, such as Professor Chris Turney from the University of New South Wales, will be forced to send their ice cores overseas. But the problem with that is many places in the world just analyse one type of gas, unlike the CSIRO's lab that Professor Turney says is a world leader.
The landmark work that's basically set the standard, and not just understanding what's happened in the past, but the mechanisms and drivers of climate change and the carbon cycle. If that capacity is reduced or, heaven forbid, actually closed down, that's just a facility. You cannot get that experience back.
So what impact will it have on climate change research in Australia if this lab is closed or significantly cut back?
Well, at the moment, one of the big questions we've got in climate change science is what sort of feedbacks there are with climate change. When things warm up, what happens to the carbon cycle? With warming, will things get even warmer as more carbon is given out of the planet? So we will be significantly hit.
News that the CSIRO's ice lab may be closing comes less than a fortnight after the government announced it's spending more than $2 billion improving Australia's Antarctic program. It's hoped Australia will lead the world in scientific research about climate by finding the world's oldest ice core, one that's more than a million years old. But it's unclear if the nation will still have the capacity to analyse the gases inside the world's oldest ice core.
Felicity Ogilvie there.